Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, the prospect of record hunger levels in Sudan is becoming more likely by the day as heavy fighting continues, according to UN humanitarians. Since the conflict between Sudan's army and the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group began on April 15th, much international focus has been on the situation in capital city Khartoum. But the region of Darfur is also seeing recurring violence. We're joined on the line now by Kate Nolan, who's Deputy Director of Operations for Médecins Sans Frontières. Kate, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Can you tell us, what are your team telling you about the situation on the ground?
So, as you mentioned, we know that large parts of Sudan have experienced ongoing violence since the 15th of April, so over 1 month ago, including gunfire, shelling and airstrikes. Our teams on the ground report that hospitals are overwhelmed. They also report that thousands of people are fleeing to safer areas. People are either displaced internally within Sudan, so about 936,000 people so far have been newly displaced by the conflict. And we know that other people are crossing into other neighbouring countries in search of international protection. And we're already seeing immense medical and humanitarian needs.
So what is the biggest need, or is it possible to even say which is the biggest need? Is it medical supplies? Is it humanitarian aid, access to shelter, food and water? Or are they all needed in equal urgency?
So we know that many people are now cut off from medical care at a time when they need it the most. We know that many people, including healthcare workers, are trapped by the ongoing violence. So many people cannot reach the small number of health facilities that are still functional and open. We know that even before this current escalation of violence, the healthcare system in Sudan was under strain. And we're extremely concerned that this latest escalation of violence is going to push it to a tipping point and further exacerbate already severe medical and humanitarian needs that were at their highest in a decade.
So in terms of trying to help people get to that medical aid and indeed humanitarian aid, is there anything that can be done, or what can be done?
So I think it's important to say at the outset that MSF, or Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, we haven't left the country and we don't plan to leave Sudan. So we continue to assess where and how we can scale up our response to this crisis, while we also continue to provide medical care in several locations across the country. So we are extremely committed to continue to provide much needed healthcare to people in Sudan, especially during times like these. But of course, to do so, we need to be able to ensure the security of our staff and our patients. And we also need to be able to bring in supplies and move supplies around the country to the places where they're needed the most.
And what help do you need in doing that? Is this a question of funding?
Well, we know that we're badly in need of medical supplies. So we're fortunate that we do have supplies already in the country. So we continue to operate some projects in the Darfur region of Sudan. So for example, we have a hospital in El Fashir, which is in the capital of North Darfur. During the initial weeks of the escalation of the violence, we managed to treat a total of 427 patients during that initial round of fighting in El Fashir. Situational Fashir has stabilized for the moment. We have also been successfully able to resupply some of our hospitals when the conditions allowed. So, for example, on Friday, we were able to make a movement and to resupply another hospital that we support in central Darfur, which was about a 5 or 7 hour journey, and we were able to resupply. But in order for us to be able to scale up and respond to the needs in country, we have experienced emergency teams who are on standby, who are ready to enter the country as soon as the conditions allow. We also have additional medical supplies that we're hoping to bring into the country that will allow us to further scale up. And in the meantime, we continue to work with our colleagues in country and with the supplies that we already have.
Of course, it doesn't help that the whole region in Darfur is no stranger to violence. It's been the scene of recurrent violence, indeed, for the bones of 20 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we're extremely concerned now by the situation in West Darfur in particular. The capital of West Darfur is called El Janina, and we have unfortunately had reports from some of our colleagues on the ground that there has been very serious fighting in the city of El Janina, and particularly over the weekend, but unfortunately over the last couple of weeks. One hospital that was being supported by MSF, the El Janina Teaching Hospital, unfortunately on the 26th of April, it was looted and partially destroyed, and the patients and staff had to flee the hospital, and it's no longer able to provide vital life-saving assistance to people in a moment when they need it the most.
Well, thank you very much for joining us with an update on what is going on the ground. That's Kate Nolan, Deputy Director of Operations for Médecins Sans Frontières.